Before I invite the team speaker, allow me to have a short introduction of our Mission Convention speaker, Dr. Patrick Fang. 在邀请主题讲员冯浩流牧师之前，请允许我简短地介绍一下我们的讲员。 Dr. Patrick Fang was born in Hong Kong and received his medical training in Australia and the United Kingdom. Together with his wife, Dr. Jenny, he served as a medical missionary in South Asia. He currently serves as the global ambassador of OMF International. Dr. Fang served as the general director of OMF International from 2005 to 2023, during which he was actively involved in sharing good news of Jesus Christ among the peoples of East Asia. He has also served on the Lausanne Movement's International Board and was the program chair for the 4th Lausanne Congress on World Evangelization. Dr. Fang holds a PhD in Chinese church history and is currently the principal designate of Singapore Bible College. 冯浩流牧师出生于香港，在澳大利亚及英国接受医学训练，并与妻子郑芝妮医生一同在南亚 担任宣教师，冯医生现在现任海外基督使团国际事工特使。他曾于2005年及2023年担任海外基督使团国际总主任，致力于向东亚各族群分享耶稣基督的福音。冯医生 已承认洛杉福音运动国际总事会成员，并担任第世界洛杉世界福音宣教大会的筹委委员主席。他获得中国教会历史博士学位，现为新加坡神学院后任院长。 Let us welcome Reverend Patrick Fang. Brother Fabian will interpret to Mandarin on stage, and Sister Wendy will interpret to Cantonese on live stream. 现在我们有请冯浩流牧师分享信息，傅宇弟兄会在为做华语传译，朱小韵姐妹会在线上直播做粤语传译。
Greetings to you, brothers and sisters from Grace Church.
华严堂的弟兄姐妹们平安。
And I want a warm, special welcome to our guests as well who have traveled from overseas to this conference. I know that a lot of them are sitting there.
我也要特别欢迎远道而来，来参加我们这个大会的朋友们。
We are glad to have you with us.
我们很高兴大家可以跟我们一起。
And a special welcome as well to those joining us online.
我也特别欢迎那些，特别表达我在对那些在网上参加我们的弟兄朋友们的热烈欢迎。As
you have seen on the screen, the theme for this year's conference is "See, I'm doing a new thing," based on Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19.
大家应该也在荧幕上看到我们这一今年的这个主题是这个来自取自于以赛亚书43章的这个主题。看啊，我在做一件新事。
I hope it's working. Okay. We are facing a new mission landscape.
我们在面对一个崭新的这个宣教情景。
As the center of gravity of global Christianity has shifted to the majority world.
这个全球的这个基督教的这个重心呢，现在已经移到了主体世界了。
Back in 1900, more than 90% of all the Christians in the world live in the global north, that is Europe and North America.
在1900年代初期呢，大多数的基督徒都是住在所谓的全球北方，也就是北美、欧洲。
But by last year, that is 2025, that figure has fallen to 31%.
可是 至据从2025年去年开始呢，这个数据已经跌至30%了。
And according to our latest estimates, it will drop further to 17% by 2075.
根据最新的这个统计呢，在2075年的时候呢，这个数据将会跌至17%。
Conversely, the global south is experiencing rapid growth.
相反的，全球南方正在迅速的增长。
And today, Africa has approximately 750 million Christians. Africa.
今天在这个非洲呢，有这个7.5亿基督徒。
And similar trends can be seen in Asia and Latin America.
同样的趋势呢，也出现在美国和拉丁美洲。
And so the Lord is bringing about a new mission movement in fresh and powerful ways.
所以神正在用大而强大的、大而有力的和崭新的方式呢，带动一个全新的宣教运动。
So just as the Lord reminded Isaiah and his people that in the past,He led the people out of Egypt, making a way through the sea.
所以这里提醒呢，以前神是带领百姓从大海中开路。
But now he promises to lead them out of exile in Babylon, not through the sea, but by making a way in the wilderness.
可是现在呢，神要把他们从巴比伦带出来，却不是透过海路，而是透过旷野。
So what does that mean? God exhorts His people not to dwell in the past, but to remain relevant and to be fit for God's purpose in new contexts and challenges.
什么意思呢？神不要我们停留、弥留在过去，要我们往前看。
My prayer is that at this conference, 2026 Grace Church Mission Convention.We will once again catch God's vision.
我的祷告是，今年在2026年的这个拆船年会呢，华人堂会再一次的抓住神的意象。
And seeing how He continues to fulfill His unchanging purpose, but in fresh and new ways, so that all the peoples on earth and all nations may fear Him and come to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
看神用崭新的方式来。成就他不变的心意，让所有的人都能够畏惧他、敬畏他、宣告他的名。
And so with this in mind, there will be three talks.
所以，以此呢，我会有三个想法跟大家一起分享。
So the first talk is tonight, Friday and Saturday and Sunday service.
所以我的第一点是
第一个讲座
是。
The first talk is a new society transformation by the gospel.
是福音的使命，新群体。
The second talk is a new conviction, the working of the Holy Spirit.
第二个讲座是圣灵的临在。
And the third talk on Sunday is a new opportunity taking risks for God.
第三个讲座是为主冒险，新契机。
And so today I want to explore the concept of this new community.Based on the book of Ephesians, chapter 1 and 2.
所以我今天呢，要透过以弗所书的第一章和第二章呢，来探讨这个新群体的这个概念。
Now, throughout history, the book of Ephesians has a profound impact upon many Greek theologians and Bible scholars.
纵观历史呢，以弗所书呢，对很多的这个神学家和这个圣经学者呢，都有很深远的意义。
And many have been deeply inspired by this message.
而很多呢，也从这一个信息中得到鼓舞。
Now, John Stott, Reverend John Stott, wrote a commentary on the book of Ephesians.
约翰斯托德牧师呢，又写了一个关于以弗所书的解经书。
And this is what he said.
他在当中里面是这么说的。
I saw a new world. Everything was new. I had a new outlook.New experiences, new attitudes to other people. Jesus Christ became the center of everything. I have been quickened. I was alive.
我看到了一个崭新的一个这个这个 世界，我有一个崭新的展望，我看到了基督是以一切为中心，这个我呢在灵里面呢也被激起了。
And John Stott made this powerful statement.
而这个约翰斯托德呢说了这么一个强而有力的一句话呢，是
For the sake of the glory of God and the evangelization of the world, the church is God's new society.
为了全世界的福音普及化，教会是神的新群体。
Well, why is this important?
这为什么这么重要呢？
We may be talking about missions all the time.
我们可能时时都在说着宣教。
We may be holding mission conferences every year.
我们可能每年都开宣教大会。
But we must remember that God has not entrusted the mission mandate to any group or any organization.
可是我们要知道，神没有随意的将这个宣教的使命呢交托给就任何人。
But he has entrusted this to his people, that is the church.
可是他特别把这个使命交托给他的教会，他的子民。
No other group has been given this mission mandate.
没有任何其他的人，其他主人呢，得到了这样的这个宣教的使命。
So we as a church have both the privilege and responsibility.
所以我作为教会，我们同时拥有福分，也拥有责任。
Now let me share with you a personal story about the book of Ephesians.
我让我跟大家分享一个个人的故事，这是关于以弗所书的。
The year 1977 was a very important year for me.
1977年对我来说是一个很重要的一年。
I was not yet a Christian.
我当时还不是基督徒。
I was a first year medical student in Sydney, Australia.
我那个时候在澳洲悉尼是读第一年的医学。
And I was invited to join a Bible study group.
我那个时候呢，被邀请参加了一个查经班。
And one of the first books we studied was the book of Ephesians.
而我们一起学习的其中的第一本书卷，就是以弗所书。
And I was fascinated by this book.
这本书让我充满了惊奇。
Now, this study group, we met again 20 years later. This very group, we met again.
这一个查经小组呢，在20年后呢，又再一次的见面了，重逢了。
After 20 years,
这过了二十年后啊。
Every member of the group said to me,
在他们每一个都对我这么说，每一个。
They say, Patrick, we thought you would never become a Christian.
他们说 ，Patrick， 我们还以为你是不可能成为基督徒的。
You were stubborn and arrogant.
他说你又固执又傲慢。
And they look at me intently, waiting for a response from me.
他们那个时候呢，哇，专注地看着我，看我要如何反应。
And I reply calmly.
我却非常的冷静地回复他们。
I say, yes, that was me, that was me.
我就说，确实，我就是那样啊。
But God did not give up on me.
可是神没有放弃我。
And neither did you.
你们也没有放弃我啊。
The word of God changed my life.
神的话语改变了我的人生。
I owe it to the book of Ephesians.
这都多亏了以弗所书啊。
I began to understand and experience, you know, through the study of the book, the transforming power of the gospel and God's mandate to the church for global mission.
我开始呢，通过这本书了解到神可以改造人的这个大能，也看到神对全球宣教的这个使命赐下的这个使命。
Now, before we go into the details of chapter one.Let us first understand the context of the book, the context.
在我们可以仔细的看第一章之前呢，让我们来了解一下这个书卷的背景。
Now, Paul did not write this letter as a preparation for a theological lecture.
保罗写这份书信呢，不是要给予一个神学的课。
He was not writing for a sermon to be delivered.
他不是为了要预备讲道的讲章。
He certainly was not trying to speak at a mission conference like Grace Church. No.
他肯定也不是想要好像到今天的这一个场合来宣讲宣教。
In chapter 3 verse 1, he said, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ, he was a prisoner under the Roman Emperor Nero. Prisoner.
他就说我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的。替你们祈祷，他是一个被囚的。
He was in prison.
他是囚犯。
Most of us probably have never experienced prison before. I trust not.
我相信我们大多数人都没有被囚禁在监狱里啊。
You may have visited a prison, maybe.
可能你们有去探监过。
But I had a small glimpse of what prison is like as a child. As a child, I was in primary two.
可是我还是小孩子的时候，只有小二的时候，我却一瞥了这种被囚禁的这种滋味。
I misbehave in music class.
我在上音乐课的时候呢，调皮捣蛋。
And the teacher probably was in a very bad mood, and she said this.
那个时候我的那个老师呢，可能是心情非常不好，他就对我这么说。
Go and stand outside the teacher's office until 6 p.m.
你到教室。
Punishment.
作为惩罚，你到教室办公室的门口一直站着，站到晚上六点。
And to me, that felt like prison.
对我来说，那跟坐牢没两样。
Every teacher who passed, walked past, saw me standing there.
每一个经过办公室的老师呢，都看到我站在那里。
I felt really ashamed, did not know where to look.
我真的是极为羞愧，我都不知道我的那个眼神要往哪里。
I want to escape.
我那时候就很想逃走。
想走走唔甩啊！
想走走，
想跑也跑不掉，对吗？
是。
But Paul was not like that. He was not ashamed.
可是保罗不是这样哦，他一点都不羞愧。
Now we are not certain where Paul was. Probably in Rome.
我不知道保罗当时在哪里，应该是在罗马。
He was confined in a small prison cell.
他那个时候被囚禁在一个空间很小的这个牢房里面。
But what was remarkable was this: his mind and heart.They were not confined.
可是他的心思意念呢，却没有办法被囚禁。
They dwell in eternity.
因为他的心思意念都向往永恒。
Paul in prison caught a vision from eternity to eternity. That was his vision.
在监狱的保罗呢，看到的意象是从永恒到永恒的这种意象。
First.There is the eternity past, the past.
有一个那首先这里是有一个是过去的永恒。
He chose us in Christ before the creation of the world.
他在创立世界之前已经在基督里拣选了我们。
This is astounding. Before we knew God, He knew us. Before creation, He chose us for a purpose.
这个是不是很令人惊叹吗？在我们认识他之前，他就已经认识了我们；创立世界之前，他就已经拣选了我们来完成他的心意。
We exist for a purpose long before even we are aware of it.
我们所存在的意义，我们都不知道就已经存在了。
Eternity past now, eternity future.
从永恒过去到永恒未来。
To be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment to bring unity of all things in heaven and on earth under Christ.
在时间，在这个要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
So Paul's mind traveled from creation, that is eternal past, to eternal future.
所以保罗的思绪是从永恒前，在创造之前，一直到永恒，未来永恒。
And that's why in the future God will accomplish His purpose by bringing all things under Christ.
所以在以后未来永恒里，神会使一切都在基督里面同归于一。
Thus, mission is always future orientated, moving forward in faith.
所以宣教一向都是导向未来，而且是要以用信心去进行的。
God is writing.History, his story, if you know the word history. God is writing his story, history.
神正在创造历史，而这个历史是他自己的故事，因为 history 是 his story.
Now, not just the past and the future, what about the present?
现在不只是永恒，过去永恒到未来永恒，也要说现在，现今。
In chapter 1, verse 5, it says, adoption to sonship,To be holy and blameless.
在第一章的第三节，他说要无瑕疵成为神的子女。
We have received a new identity as God's children in Christ.
作为神的子女呢，我们有了一个新的身份。
While Paul sat in this small prison cell, his heart and mind inhabited in eternity.
他坐在这一个很小的这个没有什么活动空间的这一个牢房里呢，他的思绪却是在永恒里。
Now, some of you know this person very well, Wang Mingdao 先生。
我们当中有一些人非常的熟悉王明道先生。
He was one of the best evangelists in China in 1950s.
他在1950年代呢，是中国最著名的布道家。
He was a powerful and faithful preacher of the word.
他是一个讲道非常强而有力，非常忠心于讲道的一个人。
Because he was faithful in preaching the word, he was in prison from 1955 until 1980.
因为他非常的忠心于讲道，他就因此被从1955年到1980年呢，被囚禁。
When he was released from prison,
他被释放出来的时候呢，
and many foreigners visited him, in his little apartment in Shanghai.
很多的外国人到他这个在上海的这个小屋里呢去探访他，
including Billy Graham. Billy Graham also went to visit him.
包括葛培里也去探访了他。
Now, Wang Mingdao had a habit of inviting his visitors to sing with him and worship God together. That's great.
王明道呢很喜欢邀请他的这些跟他来探访他的人呢，与他一同高歌来赞美神。
But the foreigners usually were very nervous because Wang Mingdao sang so loudly that people two blocks away could hear him sing.
可是与他同在的这些外国人都很紧张，因为王明道唱歌唱得如此大声啊，以致隔两栋楼都听得见他的声音啊。
The visitors would say, "Well, are you not afraid of being put back in prison again?"
来探访他的人就问他，你不怕自己会再一次被抓进监狱里吗？
But he said, "Well, I could sing and worship God while I was in prison. Now I am out of prison. How much more can I sing and worship God?"
我在监狱里都敢这样的敬拜神，我现在出狱了，岂不更应该敬拜神吗？
There is nothing to be afraid of.
没什么好怕的。
I have been chosen before the creation of the world.
我在世界创立之前已经被拣选了。
Like Paul, Wang Mingdao peered into eternity.
就如保罗，王明道也是能够一瞥看永恒。
Now, in comparison, how often our mind focuses on the immediate, on all the problems we are facing now?
很多时候呢，我们的思绪都专注在现在当今的这些问题。
We are so occupied by the current problems.
我们被这现今的这些问题呢，都充满了我们的思绪。
And yet, Paul's testimony helps us to understand the vision of from eternity to eternity.
可是呢，那个保罗的见证是帮我们理解什么叫做从永恒到永恒的这种意象。
It is breathtaking that Paul expresses this grand vision of past, present, and future in one long sentence, actually, all the way from verse 3 to verse 14 in Greek. It's one long sentence.
这里从第三节到第十四节呢 是一整很长的一个句子，他给我们看到了过去、现在、未来啊，这真的是让人赞叹啊。
Now we see this context. Now let's move on.
我们看到了，现在看到了这个背景之后呢，我们现在
to study a bit more details of chapter one.
我们现在要更深入的去看第一章。
Once you get into Ephesians, you cannot escape the centrality of Christ in Paul's letter. Centrality.
你一旦到了看了以弗所书呢，你都不能够无视基督为中心的这个主题。
Just in the first two verses, three times Paul mentioned Jesus Christ. Three times.
就在头两节经文呢，保罗就三度提到了基督耶稣。
Even in verse 3, Paul again mentioned Jesus Christ, Jesus who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessings in Christ.
在第三节里呢，他又再一次的提到了基督耶稣，他说他 在基督里赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
So Christ is at the very center of the good news we proclaim.
所以我们宣告的这个好消息福音呢，基督是在他的正中核心的。
So when I read this, I need to ask myself, Is my ministry, my activity, and everything that Grace Church does, is it truly Christ-centered and Christ-honoring, or is it simply about Grace Church?
我所做的这一些活动，华严堂所做的这些活动，是不是真的以基督、基督为中心呢？它都是为了基督吗？还是只是为了华严堂
？I think we need to ask ourselves: Are we merely just busy with mission activities, or are we truly Christ honoring? There's a big difference.
我们真的在荣耀基督吗？还是我们就只是忙于活动
？Hudson Taylor said this: If Jesus is not Lord of all.He is not Lord at all.
戴德生说，若基督不是全然的主，他就全然不是主。
Now Paul referred that Christ has blessed us with every spiritual blessing.
保罗提到呢，基督已经赐给我们所有的属灵福气了。
But what is Paul referring to when he talks about spiritual blessing? What are they?
可是这些属灵福气又是什么呢？
Three aspects.
这里有三方面。
First, God chose us.
第一是神拣选我们。
As I mentioned before, He chose us before the creation of the world.
他是从世界创立之前就拣选了我们。
Now, throughout the centuries, we many debated on the doctrine of election.
关于拣选的这个教义呢，几百年来就都有很多的这种争论了。
And I will not go into the theology of election tonight.
我今天不跟大家谈论这个关于拣选的教义。
But what Paul refers to here is the importance of election. We are elected as an incentive to holiness.
可是这里保罗要强调的是，我们被拣选呢，这就应该让我们有要成为圣洁的这种动力。
So the church is set apart to be holy for God.
教会被分隔出来，就是要成圣，为了神成圣。
We must uphold God's standard and defend them.
我们必须维护，必须维持神的标准。
What it means is this: We must not remain silent.When we see God's standard being eroded,
意思就是我们看到神的标准被腐蚀的时候呢，我们不可以默不作声。
Many of you knew this story. Over 100 years ago, China suffered a serious defeat. You know, they lost two opium wars while Britain was selling opium to China.
你们大家都很多都了解，都听过这个故事，就是两个世纪前呢，在这个鸦片战争当中，两场鸦片战争呢，中国都败给英国，然后英国那个时候大量的在中国销售鸦片。
Hudson Taylor wrote an open letter and criticized his own government.
戴德生呢，当时候呢就写了一封公开信，批评他自己国家的政府。
He said, "We feel that England is morally responsible for every ounce of opium now sold in China."
我说英国必须为每一分的这在中国销售的鸦片负起道义责任。
The opium trade made England's profession of the Christian faith hollow and insincere.
啊，鸦片的这个销售呢，使英国人所宣告的这个基督信仰呢，变成了非常的空洞，非常的没有诚意。
And nothing could have been worse for undermining missionary work in China.
而这一举呢，是最以为中国的宣教事工带来最大的影响，最坏的影响的。
So what am I saying?
我想说的是什么呢
？We can be talking about mission.
我们可以说关，我们可以讲谈论宣教。
We can be talking about mission all the time.
我们可以一直不停地谈论宣教。
But there is no biblical mission without biblical ethics, and there is no biblical mission without biblical holiness.
如果没有符合圣经的圣洁，没有符合圣经的伦理，就做不出一个符合圣经的宣教。
Our faith is not only declared but displayed.
我们的信仰呢，不应该只是有宣告，应该也要展现。
Not only proclaim, but demonstrated.
不应该只是嘴里说，而且是要行出来。
Not only verbal, but also visual.
不应该只有在字里行间，而是也要让人能够看得见。
You want to read more? You read Reverend Chaw's article. That is the article he wrote in the Mission Handbook.
你想要多了解这方面，那我们可以看蔡牧师在这个蔡传手册里写的文章。
And I give you an example. In 1900, there was the Boxer Rebellion.
我跟大家说，讲一个例子，那这是1900年代的义和团起义。
The China Inland Mission lost 58 missionaries and 21 children, died within 3 months. They were murdered, killed.
因为这场起义呢，中国的内地会总共有58人，包括21个孩童呢，被在3个月内呢都被杀害了。
At the end of the incident,
在这件事情之后呢
，The China Inland Mission make a decision which shock everybody, shock everyone.
这时候内地会呢做了一个让世界震惊的一个决定。
They decided not to enter any claim for compensation against the Qing government.
他们呢决定不跟清政府索赔。
Even if offered, they would not accept the compensation. That's their decision.
就算是清政府愿意赔偿，他们也不会接受任何的赔偿。
And it shocked everybody. And the governor of the Shaanxi province.Wrote a public letter to thank the China Inland Mission.
所以那个时候呢，这个陕西的这个总督呢，就写了一封公开信来感谢内地会。
It's a very long letter, but basically it says this.
可是他大致的意思是这样的。
They say, I charge you, gentry, scholars, army, and people, those of you who are fathers, exhort your sons, and those of you who are elder sons, to exhort your younger brothers, to bear in mind.The example of the China Inland Mission to forbear and forgive as taught by Jesus. Now, this person was not a believer, even not a Christian.
他说了很长的一段话，他就是大概的意思是要劝父亲兄弟姐妹之间欠勉，要依照耶稣所悔之呢来容忍饶恕。这写这番话的人不是个基督徒啊。
And I pray that Great Church would not be only known for its commitment to mission by mission and mission target.
我希望呢，怀恩堂的这个宣教不会因为你有宣教事工，或者是你的这个宣教事工的目标而出名。
But I pray that Great Church will be marked by compassion, kindness, forgiveness, humility, gentleness, and patience. We declare and display Christ together.
我希望华严堂的本质呢，是可以有谦卑、慈爱、慈悲、怜悯，还有这个温顺。
So not only God chose us, Paul says, God redeemed us. We have received redemption.
保罗说，神不只拣选我们，神还救赎我们。
I mean, this word means a lot to those people in those days when Paul wrote the letter.
保罗写这番话 这封书信的时候呢，这些话呢对当时的人是有很深远的意义的。
You know why? In those days in Rome, there were 2 million slaves had no privilege, no status, no identity.
在当时呢，罗马帝国有200万个奴隶，他们是没有任何的权利，没有任何的地位，没有任何的身份的。
And yet as they come to know the Lord, they regain that identity in Christ.They were nobody in the society, but yet in Christ, they are the children of God. That's what happened. Redeemed. That's what it means.
救赎就是这个意思啊，因为他们原本是没有身份的，可是他们却因为信了基督之后呢，在基督里有了崭新的这个身份，被基督的血救赎了。
I thank the Lord for many missionary workers serving among the vulnerable.
我很感谢那些在弱势群体当中服侍的这些宣教同工们。
I know a sister who was working in a mission field, working in a mental hospital, serving the psychiatric patients.
我知道有一位姐妹呢，在她的宣教工厂是在一个精神病院里面工作，服侍精神病人。
Now, many local people were surprised. They say, nobody wants to work in this hospital. The environment is so difficult, and the people there are not normal. They are psychiatric patients.
她说这些当地的人都会跟他说，我们很惊讶，没有人会想要在这种地方工作，这地方的环境差，这个，然后他里面的这些人都不正常，都是精神有毛病的人。
And why are you willing to work here?
你怎么会愿意在这里工作呢？
And she replied,
那他的回复是，
Everyone is made in the image of God.
每个人都是按着神的形象造的。
and bears the dignity and honor that God gives them.
而每个人呢，都带有神给他们的这种尊严、尊严和尊贵。
I want them to experience the dignity and honor God has given them.
我希望他们可以体会神所赐给他们的尊严和尊贵。
We are redeemed.
我们是被救赎的。
And God taught me a very important lesson as well. I was serving in the mission field.
当我在宣教工厂服事的时候，神也教会了我一个很重要的功课。
In 1989, we had the opportunity to serve in South Thailand for a few months. South Thailand.
在1989年呢，我们有机会在泰国南部服事几个月。
Before we went to Pakistan to serve.
那是我们去巴基斯坦服事之前呢。
We ran mobile medical clinics in different villages.
我们那个时候呢，都在那很多的这些村庄呢，有这种流动的这种医疗诊所。
Why are we there? Because there were many patients who suffer from leprosy. Leprosy.
为什么我们在那里呢？因为当时呢，那里那个村庄有很多的这种麻风病人。
And of course, we didn't learn the Malay language, so we can't do very much because we didn't speak the language.
我们那个时候也没有学当地的语言，所以我们能做的其实也很有限。
So the senior doctor assigned me and said, "Okay, Patrick, you don't know the language. Just do one thing. Help me."
他说，当那个时候呢，那边的这个主管医生就跟我说，Patrick, 你既然不懂得语言，不过有一件事情你是能够做的。
Because so many patients help them to line up, queue up, so they can wait to see the doctor. So you do the job to line them up.
他说好啊，你能够做的是什么呢？你让病人们排队等着等看医生。
So I did that faithfully. I did the job.
所以我就忠心的做我所被委托的。
But one patient did something very special.
可是有一位病人呢，却做了一件很特别的事情。
He stepped back and gave a space in front of me, or in front of him.
他呢，他就往后退了一步，在他的前面空出了一个位置，让我站在那里。
I was surprised. I said, "Why are you giving the space?"
我就很惊讶的说，为什么你让位给我呢？
He thought I was a patient myself.
他认为我自己也是一个麻风病人。
Oh, you can jump the queue. I let you come in front.
我让你插队吧，你在我面前没事。
But you know, I didn't say it because I didn't know the language. But inside, I was speaking.
我没有办法跟他说任何东西，因为我不懂他的语言。可是我里面却是这么说的。
I'm not the patient. I'm the doctor.
我可不是病人，我是医生。
I'm not the one that is sick. You are sick.
我没病，你才病呢。
But one more thing that was more disturbing.
可是有一个东西哦，更让人困扰。
I'm not the one that is unclean, but you have leprosy.
我心里竟然想，我不是那个，我才不是那个不洁净的麻风病人，是你。
I still remember that night when I went home. It was heavy rain, it was thunderstorm. We went home. I cried before God. I said, "Lord, forgive my sins."
那当晚我回去的时候，当晚还是下着倾盆大雨的，我就在神面前哭泣，求神主啊，饶恕我的罪。
We can be running hundreds of mission conferences.
我们呢可以主办百多个宣教大会。
But my heart could be very wrong and far away from God, from God's purpose.
可是我的心态呢，却是如此有如此的误差，离他主很远的。
They are redeemed just as we are redeemed. They could be saved just as we could be saved by God's grace.
这些麻风病人也跟我们一样，也是得救赎的，他们也有救恩。
Now, because of time, I must move on.
因为好，我已经先往前去了，往前下去了。
Now, having explored the spiritual blessings in Christ, we will now go into the part to a new community in Christ. That's the theme of this year's conference, right? A new community.
现在呢，我们说了这个救赎的问题之后呢，我们现在来看这个新群体。
In verse 11 and 12, remember that formerly you are Gentiles by birth.Uncircumcised. Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, verse 13, but now in Christ, you who were once far away have been brought near. This is important. Brought near, brought close.
你们从前是按着肉体是外邦人，是称为没有受割礼的，这些人是凭着但是你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外呢，在所应许的约上是局外人，是没有任何指望，没有神的，可是你们至今却是亲近神的。
If you read chapter 1 and chapter 2 carefully, there's a change of tone.
如果你仔细的读以弗所书的第一章跟第二章，你会看到一个语气的这种转变。
Chapter 1 is you, and then Paul say I.
之前
in chapter 1
在第一章是保罗首先说你，后面也说了我。
But chapter 2 is we and us. Paul is including the Gentiles together. We are one together in Christ.
可是在到了第二章，保罗用的主语是我们，他因为他也把外邦人归纳在他的范畴之内了。
I mentioned just now the word brought near is so important. Brought near.
刚才我提到了这个得以亲近，这是很重要的一个词。
The Gentiles were brought near.
外邦人得以亲近。
Now I understand a little bit more what it means to be brought near at a interesting at a medical conference, not mission, medical conference.
这个亲近的这个概念呢，我其实自己呢，在一个医学讲座当中呢，体会到了。
Now, of course, that conference, many doctors and health professionals were there. Many doctors, this is a doctor's conference.
这个医学大会其实也等于是一个医生大会了。那里有很多的医生都在场。
Now, during the coffee break, everybody's trying to get coffee and tea and some food, right?
在这个休息的时间呢，每个人都想去沏杯茶、沏杯咖啡，吃点食物的。
And then I heard one staff speaking quite loudly to a cleaner.
我那个时候呢，听见了有一名，那个职员呢，对着一名听着一个清洁工人很严厉的说，很大声的说。
And she said, "The food is only for the doctors."
这里的食物是只为医生提供的。
Obviously, the cleaner was a bit hungry and wanted to eat something, right?
那个清洁工可能是饿了，想要吃点东西。
He took some food, but was stopped by the staff.
他去拿了一些。当时供应的食物，可是 那里的职员却阻止了他。
I tried to hand him my plate, but before I could reach him, he already had gone. He looked embarrassed and rejected.
我很想把 我的食物给他递，可是他那个时候呢，已经是一脸尴尬， 一脸吃了闭门羹的那种样子就离开了。
So what does it mean to be an outsider, but yet you stand in the crowd as an outsider?
什么？你是从外而来，你却站在群体当中？像个异类，这是个什么样的一种概念呢？
Again, we can be talking about mission, but God is challenging my attitude.
虽然我们可以在谈论着宣教，可是神仍然在挑战着我们的态度。
What is my attitude towards people of other race, other social groups?
我对其他的种族群跟其他的这种社群，我的心态是怎么样的呢？
Is it shaped by education, social status, ethnicity?Or somebody's traumatic past.
我会看重对方的种族、社会地位、他的教育程度，或者是他是否有一些特别的一些经历呢？一些创伤呢
？When I prepare this message, I ask myself one question.
我在预备这篇讲章的时候呢，我就问自己一个问题。
I ask myself, Is Grace Church an inclusive church?
我就问怀恩堂是不是一个让大家都可以融入其中的群体？
包容性高不高的一个教会？
是包容性高不高的一个教会
？Reaching out to those often neglected，
会不会呢？经常的去服侍那些被忽略的那些群体
？Chapter 2 reminded me that no longer you and we, but only we。
第二章给我们看到了，不再有你我，只有我们。
The Lord taught me about the we, when we serve in Pakistan.
我在巴基斯坦服事的时候呢，神就教导了我们什么叫做我这个我们的概念。
And during the fourth year of our term there, Jenny became pregnant, my wife, and we were very excited.
我们在那里服事的第四年的时候呢，我的太太怀孕了，我们都非常的兴奋。
But during the tenth week of the pregnancy, we realized that something.What's wrong? Something is not right.
可是她怀孕了十周之后呢，我们就察觉了不对啊。
Jenny began to bleed, and we know that, you know, something was wrong, so she miscarried.
那个时候呢，我的太太Jenny 就出现了出血的这个症状，然后我之后便流产了。
And we were sad, we were devastated.
我们承受了很大的打击，非常的沮丧。
And then during that week, a brother, a Pakistani brother, came to see me.
在那一个星期呢，一位巴基斯坦的弟兄呢就来找我。
And this brother I've been discipling for the last 2 years.
那个时候呢，这位弟兄我已经训导了他两年了。
You say, Dr. Patrick, come to my home. You need to come to my home.
他说 ，Patrick 医生，你到我家来吧，你需要到我家来。
I thought this is strange. My wife is very sad. I should be with her, not with you.
我就说，这很奇怪啊！我的太太现在如此的沮丧，我应该陪着她，怎么来找你呢？
But this is what he said.
可是他却这么告诉我。
He said, "Come to my home. I will cry with you."
你到我家来吧，我陪你一同哭泣。
He said, "In our culture, a husband cannot cry in front of his wife."
他说，在我们的文化里面哦，丈夫是不会在妻子面前哭泣的。
But I know you are sad.
可是我知道你很沮丧。
So come to my home and let us cry together.
我知道，你到我家来吧，我陪你一起哭。
I was deeply moved.
哇，我深受感动。
This is a Pakistani brother who doesn't share my culture. No.
这是一个来自巴基斯坦的弟兄，他完全跟我文化不一样。
He cared for me as a brother in Christ. That is what it means by brought near.
他却是把我当作是主内的弟兄这样来关怀，这就是所谓的亲近的意思。
Now, I'll skip this one.Because of time, but not only brought near, but also reconciled to God and reconciled to one another.
可是不只是亲近神，而且是要与神
和好，
与神和好。
Because Paul said that Christ has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility. Christ has destroyed. Destroy is a very strong word.
他这里说到呢，保罗说到呢，他拆毁了这个我们中间隔断的墙。这个拆毁是一个很强烈的字眼。
So what it means is that we're not only reconciled to God, but to one another together.
所以这个和好不只是我们与神之间的和好，也是我们与彼此之间的和好。
Now I attended the third Lausanne Congress in Cape Town in 2010. The third Lausanne Congress for World Evangelization.
我在2010年的时候呢，参加了这个洛桑聚会，
福音大会，
洛桑福音大会。
More than 4,000 leaders, Christian leaders were there from around the world. 4,000 people.
有那当地有超过4,000名来自世界各地的基督教领袖在。
It was an amazing experience.
能够在参加这样的大会，其实也是一个很奇特的经历啊。
And every session.Of course, we worship God. We sang songs in different languages.
所以每一场呢，我们都会唱一些不同语言的赞美歌曲。
So the first evening featured African language. We sang in African songs.
所以他的第一堂我们唱的是一个非洲的语言，是一个非洲的歌曲。
And then Spanish, German, Japanese, whatever.
随后还有西班牙语、德国语、日语。
But by the fourth day.
可是到了第四
We still have not sung any Chinese songs.
可是到了第四天，我们还仍然没有唱任何的中文歌。
I began to hear the murmuring from some of our Chinese brothers and sisters.
可是我们这些华族的弟兄姐妹呢，就开始在窃窃私语了。
We are the largest ethnic groups in the world. Why are we not singing Chinese songs?
我们不是全世界最大的民族啊，竟然不唱中文歌。
I tell you, when I heard that, I went back to my room.Knelt before God and say, Lord, forgive my sins and forgive the sins of our tribe, so to speak, of my people.
我听到这话的时候，我跑到自己的房间，我跪下，我哭泣了，我求神饶恕我的族群的罪。
We have sinned against you because of our pride.
我们的骄傲使我们犯罪得罪您了。
And this is the prayer I make to God on that night.
所以这是当晚我向神所说的祷告。
I say, Lord, if throughout the 10 days of conference We don't sing Chinese songs. No, no Chinese songs.
假设我们整个大会的这个十天，我们一首中文歌都不唱呢？
But we sing songs that belong to other smaller groups, smaller people, smaller groups.
而是唱一些少数群体的语言。
If they are encouraged,
如果他们因此可以得到鼓励的话呢？
That will bring honor to God. That was my prayer.
这就能荣耀神啊，这是我向神的祷告。
Because we've been brought near, we are reconciled to one another.
因为我们已经亲近神，已经与彼此和好了。
But there's a third metaphor here. It's God's household, family.
可是第三个比喻呢，是神的家，神啊、这个神的家庭。
Not only we are reconciled to one another, we are family members together.
我们不只是彼此和好了，我们还是家 同一个家里的人。
Verse 19,
第十九节
，You are no longer foreigners, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of His household. That is members of the family. In verse 19, chapter 2.
第二章的第十九节说：这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
You are no longer an outsider, but insider. You are family.
你不是局外人，你是家里人。
Now, when I was a little boy, my father took our family on a lovely holiday. I think I was about 7 years old at that time.
我很小的时候，差不多七岁的时候呢，我的爸爸带了我们去旅游。
大概七岁。We stayed in a very nice hotel.
我们住在一个非常漂亮的一个酒店哦。
Now I had never stayed in a hotel before.
我从来没有。
First time when I was 7 years old.
我在七岁的时候从来没有住过任何的酒店。
Very nice hotel.
是一个很漂亮的一个酒店。
So when I entered the room,
所以我到了那个房间的时候呢
，I said, "Wow, I thought that was heaven."
哇，我觉得这有如天堂般了。
And I asked my father, "What can we stay here forever?"
我就问了我爸，我们可不可以一辈子就住在这里啊
？Now that hotel is a very special thing.There's a little button inside the room in the middle that controls the curtain. You can open and close, open and close.
啊，那里它那个酒店里的有一个按钮哦，你可以用那个按钮来操控那个窗帘，开关，开关。
So for the whole day, I was playing with the button.
所以我一整天就在玩那个开关呢。
I thought that was heaven.
哎呀，这有如天堂般。
But when I grew up, my perspective changed.
可是我长大之后呢，我这个看法就不一样了。
Hotel can be pleasant for a few days.
酒店呢住几天是非常的美好的。
After some time, you want to go home.
可是过了一段时间，你会想回家的。
Home is where we belong.
家才是属于我们的地方。
We long for a home, a family, even a spiritual home.That we belong, spiritual home.
我们是渴望有家、有家庭、有自己的家人同在，属灵层面也一样。
Of course, Karl Marx's theory of alienation, you know, talks about, you know, class divisions and alienation from one another. That's Karl Marx's theory.
啊，当然，马克思有一个异化，这个异化论啊。
But Karl Marx never addressed the deepest root cause of our alienation, because we are alienated from God.
可是马克思却没有解释为什么我们会异化，会与彼此分隔。真正的原因是因为我们与神分隔了。
But God is reminding us that we are family.
可是神在这提醒我们，我们是一家人。
What is God calling Gracious to do involved in mission? What is the ultimate goal?
神呼召怀恩堂来做宣教，他的最终的目标是什么呢
？Is to call all people and nations to be.Part of God's family.
他是要呼召所有人成为神的家里人。
Now we come to the final climax. That is in verse 19 to 22. I think you can put your hand down. Thank you. See you.
Okay, 19. 我们从19节到22节，我们来看一看。
Not only they are fellow citizens, not only they are members of God's household, but finally they are God's temple. That is the final image. Temple.
他们不单单只是神的家庭，神的子民，他们是神的居住所，神的圣殿。
Because you read in verse 20 and 21, in Him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple. We are God's temple.
二十一节说，凡靠他联络的合十，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
But Paul describes the characteristics of this temple. There are three aspects of this temple.
可是神却形容了这个圣殿 的几个、几方面。
First, it is Christ-centered. This temple has to be Christ-centered.
这个圣殿必须是以基督为中心。
Number two, it's truth-based because it's built on the teachings of the apostles and the prophets.
这是以神的话语为基础的。
And third, it's organic because it's growing together, being built together.
它是有这一种、逐渐成长的生命的。
What Paul is reminding us is this.
啊，保罗在提醒的我们是。
God is not tied to a building. No, it is not about a building.
神不可能局限于一个楼，不可能的
建筑物。But God is committed to His people, a new society, a new humanity where God lives by His Spirit.
所以神呢是要激励于是他的子民，这是一个新的人类，一个新的群体，他居住在当中。
And I thank the Lord, the Asian Church, including Grace Church, is joining hands with churches in Latin America, Africa, and India and beyond in proclaiming the gospel together.
我很感恩的，就是亚洲的教会呢，与拉丁美洲、非洲啊、还有这个美洲的教会呢，都是。
拉丁美洲
、都是可以手牵着手联合起来一起宣告神的。
So Grace Church is part of the global movement by God's global people.
所以怀恩堂是神这个全球性的这个运动的一份子。
This picture is very special. It's called koala, not K, right? Not the 澳洲的 koala.
啊，这幅图画叫做 koala， 不是澳洲的那个熊啊。
You know what koala stands for?
Koala 是代表什么呢
？Christ over Asia, Latin America, and Africa. That is what it means. Christ over.
他的意思是基督在亚洲、拉丁美洲、非洲之
做主。Now I had a meeting with all these leaders from around the world.
所以我跟来自这些地方的领袖们、聚会。
And this picture reminded me that God has built a new society, new humanity, God's temple. Every tribe and nations being part of God's family. That is the ultimate goal.
他们说神已经建立了这个新人类、新群体，还有这个新的圣殿，世界各地的群体都属于。
And I believe that God has given a new horizon for gracious, a new horizon, a new outlook.
我相信神呢，怀恩堂了一个新的展望的这个视角和方向。
We are connected with the global family of Jesus Christ, not just Singapore. Beyond,
我们与基督这个全球性 的家庭呢是联合起来的，不只是在新加坡。
We are locally rooted but internationally connected.
我们的扎虽然是扎根在本地，可是呢，我们却与全球连接在一起。
And I said before, Christ has destroyed the wall of hostility.
所以，基督拆毁了这个隔间断的这个墙。
Let us not rebuild those walls.
让我们不要重建这些墙。
I must finish. I must conclude.
Okay, 我必须做个结尾了。
Hang on, the last page is missing.
少了一页。
There should be a last page.
少了一页。
Okay, sorry. It's cut away the last page.
第
just reminding me time is up. That's why.
这是在提醒我时间到了我不能再多说了。
Maybe if I speak 5 minutes more, I will be ejected out. Yeah, I don't know.
可能我多说五分钟要被人赶出去了。
Now, just to conclude.The last page actually is the first page. That would be the same thing. But anyway, Jesus is Lord.
基督是主。
He chose us before the creation of the world.
他在世界创立之前就拣选了我们。
And of course, in Christ, we have received every spiritual blessing.
而在基督里呢，我们得到所有的这个属灵的祝福。
We are God's new society.God's new humanity, God's holy temple.
我们是神的圣殿，神的这个新群体，神的新人类。
We are called to share these blessings with others.
我们要与他人分享这份祝福。
Let me end by giving you one thought for you to think about. One thought, you think about it.
我就给大家一个去思考的问题吧。
The greatest joy in the desert is finding water.
在沙漠里呢，能够找到水源是最大的喜乐。
The greatest sorrow is finding the water and telling no one.
最大的悲哀是找到了水源之后，却不跟任何人说。
We must let the world know the good news.
我们要让全世界的人知道这个好消息。
So may we move forward with conviction and excitement and joy in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
让我们带着基督耶稣的这个福音呢，有着这个决心，有着这个喜乐，一直向前走。
Amen.
Amen.